Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. I want to be sure you're breathing. I'm becoming more and more my normal self. You say, oh my, we don't want that. I don't know, but you'll get used to me. You got to spend eternity with me. I ain't going to like that. That's not going to be fun, but I don't like you. Well, that's too bad. You're going to have to be with me all the time. Amen. Well, I found out everybody's awake. We might as well get right on into the book of Acts, chapter 14. Had some interesting things early today. We had a little problems with our video on Roku, but I have been told that was resolved because I said, you'll know what to do. That's what they did. Word from the Lord. Amen. So, Kathy, you want to start reading in the 14th chapter of the book of Acts?
Sure will.
Let's go.
Verse 1, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews.
Who were both?
Barnabas and Paul.
There you go.
Into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil affected against the brethren.
Now, just hold. Can you believe that? That there could be unbelieving people, and they would stir up people against the ministers of God? Well, they will. Just create a big mess, you know, and they're the ones that are going to have to pay for it. It doesn't bother me. You can have all the messes you want. I was in South Bend once, and somebody called me and said, hey, Doyle, they've got the signs out here. They're protesting you. I said, really? Why? They said, went out and looked and said, Doyle, go home. We don't need you. I said, I don't want to go home. You go home. They didn't come back. Amen. Thank God. I'll go home when God tells me, not when you tell me. Ready to go?
Yes. Verse 3. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound like Plano? Well, seems to me it's divided, huh? Some are with me and some are not. But that's all right. God's with us. How about you? Who's with you? Who's your Lord? Who's your Father? Who's your God? And what's he doing for you lately? Or what does he ever do for you? Except put you through pain, make you sad. Isn't that a shame? The more you follow the devil, the sadder you get. The more the devil attacks me, the happier I get. That's the way I am. Thank God. Let's go, Kathy.
5. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled into Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked.
Stand upright on thy feet. And the guy leaped and walked, and he'd never walked before, right?
Right.
They didn't have to teach him how to walk?
No, they did not.
Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Go ahead, Kathy.
Verse 11, and when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, They rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God."
Hold it. Did you know a lot of preachers want you to think they're not like you? Did you know that? They want you to think that they are so holy. If you get close to them, you might get some of theirs. You don't want their self-righteous, unholy way. But I'm a person just like you, just exactly. I've had people say, "Well, you haven't changed." Well, I didn't want to change. God dealt with my heart, but he didn't destroy my personality. You know, people get born again and they start get religious and they, you know, they do like this. They can't even smile, you know that? No. I left my ninth great grandfather, Samuel Gorton, back in, I don't know if he's in where he was at, the East Coast, Massachusetts or Rhode Island somewhere, and his maid smiled in church, and they fined the guy. Goodness sakes, I'd have fired her if she hadn't smiled in church. Now, that they were dealing with the Puritans. You know, Plano's got a lot of Puritans. Well, yeah, you know, they're so pure they think they're better than anybody. Hallelujah. I'm a separatist. You know that? God said, separate from them. Get away from them. Separate yourself. Don't be a partaker of their sins or their plagues. That's Revelation 18. Go ahead, Gabby.
The living God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. 16. Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came hither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead.
Stoned him? Is that what you said?
I said stoned him.
I wonder if anybody around Plano's got a bucket of stones. Well, I might want to hide.
Say duck.
They got everything. Do you know that? They want to kill me, but they can't. God won't let them. I'm here to preach the gospel, which torments your devils, makes them angry, mad. You go wild. So they had stones, huh? They wanted to stone Paul, right?
They did stone him.
Well, they did. All right, let's read on.
Drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead.
Oh, yes, I've read that. They left him. They thought he was dead. What happened?
Verse 20, howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe.
Isn't that amazing? They thought they'd killed him. You know, you can't kill a servant of God. You cannot. It's amazing. I have seen the devil so mad at me, come at me like I'm going to eat you up. And I just look at him and say, get out of my sight. I don't even want to see you again. And they walk off, duck their heads. You know, Bob, that's fun, you know? Well, I've had them come in here madder than anything you've ever seen. Like, I'm here to straighten you out. Guy walked in one day. He said, God told me to cast the pride out of you. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, get after it. He said, well, sit down in that chair. I said, okay. I sat down. Terry told me later, he said, I thought, I wonder what this is going to look like. He said, well, Terry, you know, he's an agreeable person. He said, well, if he's got a devil, he needs to get rid of it. Well, I'd agree with that. So the guy, I sat down, you know, he's from Word of Fake, and he touched me and said, be free. I said, you're free. I said, have a seat. Have a seat. He took the chair, I vacated, sat down, and I stirred up the devil. And I cast the pride out of him. I cast your pride out if God tells me to. You see, I'm led by the Spirit of God. But that was a funny day. Really, this was, he was going to straighten me out. And Mr. Terry, he said, well, I guess if he's got it, we need to get rid of it. Well, I had no problem with that. Come on, get it out. The guy didn't have enough faith to do anything. You ready?
Ready. 21, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Oh, did you just read that?
Yes, I did.
How do you get into the kingdom? Is that why? Through much tribulation. You know, I had this guy back in the 70s. He's a real spiritual person. And he was explaining that verse to me. And I said, yeah, come on. He said, well, it's kind of like along the border, you know, between Mexico and America. A lot of things going on. A lot of tribulation. He said, that's what it's talking about. I said, no, that's not what it's talking about. I'm not talking about the border. One of those spirit-filled preachers, it was nuts. I ran into more of them. They thought they were so smart. I'd let them teach me. I said, nah, doesn't say that. Doesn't say that at all. Then I'd tell them. And a guy one day called me on the phone. He said, he was upset at me. He said, no, I'll do something, even if it's wrong. I said, no. I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't believe that's God in your mouth. That didn't make him happy. Do something, even if it's wrong. No, I was waiting to hear God to order my steps. And I knew about God. And I wouldn't go until he sent me. Because if you go and God didn't send you, I will tell you something. You might walk away from there, but one day you'll get to retrace those steps. I had a good friend from the East Coast and graduate of Raymond. And he's telling me one day he started a church and the people ran him out. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. You'll have to go back and finish that job. What? I said, you will have to go back and face that bunch of people. Guess what? He had to go. And he isn't out of there yet. See, if God sends you to do a job, it's God doing the job. It's not you. If you think it's you, then you're going to fail miserably. But if God sends you, he will finish it. And there's no question about it. And you won't get away until you finish it. You know, I'm going to be nice tonight, which is unusual. But God sent me to a man once to tell him some things. And he just went nuts. He just acted silly. Demons in him. And I wouldn't tell him what. I thought God was telling me to say something. But I thought, how could it be that you're telling me to say this to this guy? I don't believe this is God. The next day, the guy called me. He calls me up, hey, I'm so sorry, I acted like a fool yesterday. God said, now tell him what I told you to tell him yesterday. I have never, that's the only time, isn't it? That's the only time that I didn't tell somebody what God told me to tell them. You know, God commands you. He told Jeremiah, he said, gird up your loins and speak all that I command you to speak to every person. And if you don't, he said, I'm going to break you to pieces in front of the whole world. Well, I don't want to be in pieces. And that's why I tell you what God tells me, and I don't care if you like it or not. I'm not a people pleaser. Not one minute. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you something. You better examine yourself and see who you walk with in the kingdom of God. You better examine yourself and see if you are walking with a son of Belial, a son or a daughter of darkness. You better pay attention. God is warning you, and he has been for several months. Don't kid yourself. God doesn't warn people just to be warning. God means what he says. Now, Kathy, can you read?
Verse 23. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch. From thence they had recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how that he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. End of chapter.
End of chapter. Well, praise God. And I've obeyed God. I've not sung to declare the full counsel of God. I'm going to tell you again, you're sitting in this room. You laugh at what God says out of my mouth. But you work with people that ought to be out of your business. Is that plain?